Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Season 2, Episode 13 of From the Hive, the latest podcast-slash-radio show series here on KALA. I'm Ryan Tristel, as always, joined by Anna Berry, Sierra Mari, and Luke Vera. Anna, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Ryan. Thanks for asking. I just finished up a day of classes, so I'm just free for the afternoon, which is nice.
Luke, how about you?
I only had one class today at 8 a.m., but I got off a lift, and I think we have some film defensive meetings later today and practice, so not quite done yet for the day.
Sierra?
I'm doing well today, Ryan.
Okay. Just before we get going, a bit of a disclaimer. As always, this podcast was recorded through the studios of KALA-FM, St. Ambrose University. Thoughts and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KALA-FM or St. Ambrose University. So I guess to start, we'll go over how classes are going. Anna, you can start us off again.
They're definitely going, and they're going pretty fast. And there's just a lot of big projects coming up, and we haven't really had projects yet so far in the semester. And so, I mean, I'm a little bit clueless as to what I'm supposed to be doing, which, you know, just adds to your stress because there's always a timeline on everything, but they're going pretty well. My cohort are my best friends, and they're the ones getting me through it, but they're going, and pretty soon it'll be our last clinical, our last class, and then eventually finals week, so, yeah.
Sierra?
I have about 18 more days left, and then I'm done.
Only 18.
Does that sound right?
I don't know. That's just not a lot.
starting next week, I have 18. It's going to be May next week. That's pretty crazy.
I know people that have already graduated.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I know, like, a good amount of my friends. Either this is their finals week or their finals week was last week.
Wow.
So how do I sign up for those classes?
Transfer to Western Michigan, I guess.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were saying Ambrose.
Yeah, I thought they meant here, too.
Oh, no.
Ryan. Yeah, of course other people have graduated already. I think Scott's having their graduation, like, May 10th or something like that. Yeah, oh, I'm doing okay, though.
Your classes?
Sorry, my classes are also going well. Yeah, it's just very slow right now.
Luke, how about you?
Everything is starting to ramp up for finals, because I know in a couple of my classes we got a test and a project, both in like 3 weeks, and we have a presentation to do in Spencer's class, so yeah, projects, tests, so should probably get started on that sooner rather than later, but you know, we'll see if that actually happens.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you and I have that group project going on for Spencer, But yeah, I would agree. Everything's just kind of ramping up. For my class with Brett Billman, we are working on this big portfolio, like just a huge public relations kind of project. Mm-hmm. And the hard part is, like, we've done every piece of it, like, throughout the semester, but now we have to restart completely with a different organization. It might be a little bit considered cheating. He was cool, though. I'm doing the radio station because I figured that'd be easy enough for me to do it on. But for Liz LaRose's class, got our final story to write for The Hive.
Which I still don't know what I'm going to do for that. And I think I have a meeting with her in a couple days, so.
See, I know what I'm doing. I'm doing a podcast on the transfer portal in NCAA. But, like, I don't know who to interview. Because I think the NAIA's transfer portal is, like, different than the NCAA's. So the only person I can even think of is, like, Israel Taylor. Because he was a tight end on Iowa State and then transferred here. But that I don't know if that still necessarily works out as I'm imagining it would. But yeah, my other Spencer class, I don't know what's going on. I know what's going on in that class, but I don't know, like, what our final big project will be. Oh, yes, I do. It's an interview with somebody different than us. So I'm pretty sure that just means, like, I cannot do another white man. I think I have to do, like, a female of color or something like that. Not entirely sure yet. But yeah, I mean, definitely ramping up. Luckily, as far as I know right now, I don't actually have to go in for any finals on finals week. So I could leave that weekend if I wanted to. Don't think I will. I think I'll hang out just for a couple days.
Why?
See friends. I mean,
go to midnight breakfast.
Yeah.
See
Dave. Realistically, probably that's what'll. That'll probably be my last thing to do for the school year.
You won't be here in the summer, huh?
No, I did tell Dave Baker I'd come up once or twice if he needs me to.
You said that last summer too, Ryan, and that's the last.
Nobody asked me to come up last summer.
I asked you to come up.
Oh yeah, you did, and I was working. I couldn't take off of work. I'm pretty sure that was Taylor Swift concert weekend.
Yeah, so it was.
Thank goodness I didn't take off.
You'd rather see Taylor Swift than us?
I'd rather get the money I got from Taylor Swift than come back up here. But yeah, you know, there's already one weekend I'm coming back regardless to celebrate a friend's 21st birthday. So I'll probably just remind Dave, like, hey, I'm going to be up here. If you need to, I'll stop by, blah, blah, blah. The one thing that's really been bothering me, though, lately, mm-hmm. and the only reason I'm even thinking about this is just because, like, when I'm looking at you guys, I kind of saw Anna rubbing her upper eyelid. The allergies have been awful lately.
Agreed.
Really?
Oh, there. I want to say it was, like, two nights ago. It was after the softball games that Luke and I did, like, for some reason, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, my eye was itching so bad, I felt like I couldn't see out of my left eye. Mm. Like, it was that swollen and red, so, yeah, that's been a pain in the rear end.
I agree, and it's, like, on top of the 100 other things I need to be getting done, and I don't feel good, it's like, oh my goodness. What more can you add to my
plate? I've been getting headaches lately, but I don't know why.
Maybe your allergies.
A lot of people keep talking to me. I think that's literally it.
So what you're telling us is never to talk to you again?
No. What did you just say?
Hey, I was really excited. I thought that was going to be a yes. I was going
to
say deal.
I don't get a headache when you talk to me, Ryan. Only you I don't.
Right, we got to figure out a way to change that. Anyways, the weather is also playing a big part of allergy time, you know, as it keeps getting hotter. Trees, grass, pollen, like all that stuff is growing back. I know a big thing for me is like cut grass can affect my allergies, and they cut all the grass on campus for the first time this year a couple days ago, so I think that played a big factor in it. Some of the trees on campus too. Like, I don't know if that's a thing for you, Anna, or just really any of you guys, but there are a few trees that just, like, activate my allergies.
But they smell so good. Like, I feel like I walk past them, and it's like I get it, like, a burst of, like, flower, I don't know.
See, there are a couple trees I walk by, and, like, I want to hold my breath because I think they smell so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I think some of them smell good. I smelled, like, gardenia or something over there, like a flower.
You smell what?
You know the white flower, like gardenia?
I don't.
I didn't know it was called that.
Right? It's like a fragrance note, too, in perfume.
I'll take your word for it.
It smells like it.
Can't say I know the name of many flowers and can't tell you I'm a frequent user of perfume, so.
Why not?
Oh, you know.
What would you say your favorite flower is?
I can tell you that I know about three flowers, so I'll go with the rose.
Okay.
Oh, that's my middle name, Ryan. Of course.
Never mind. Like that. The sunflower is my favorite flower.
That's my first name, Ryan.
It's not.
Luke, what's your favorite flower?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but I don't know. I have always liked sunflowers. They're pretty cool. Plus, they give you sunflower seeds.
They do. Oh. Actually, funny enough, I just saw a video like on my Instagram Reels, and it was like how they do the whole sunflower seed process. Mm-hmm. And after a while, I was like, oh, man, I want to go buy a gigantic bag of them now.
Exactly.
But pumpkin seeds are my favorite. Oh, I could smash a whole bag of pumpkin seeds.
I like a good homemade pumpkin seed. My dad always makes them in the fall.
They're really good.
But, yeah, I don't know why. Every time that you and I have done, like, a baseball or a softball game together, every time I'm like, all right, I'm going to stop beforehand and I'm going to get a bag of like sunflower seeds. But then I'm sitting there and thinking, well, you can't really eat sunflower seeds as you're trying to talk and call the game.
Do you guys eat the shell?
No.
You don't?
Do you?
Yeah.
What?
That's awful for you.
What is wrong with you? You just chew it and swallow it?
Yeah.
No, you chew, you get the actual seed on the inside, then you spit out the shell.
All that often.
And pumpkin seeds, I just eat everything.
You are something.
You're supposed to actually...
You reach into a bag of sunflower seeds and you just chomp it and
I've
swallow
only
it.
Done that.
No.
No, yeah,
that's
no.
That's like just, not good wrong. For you.
Really? That's like the saltiness. That's like
no,
your
you're
flavor.
Supposed to pop them in, chew them up, get like the inner seed, and then spit out the shells.
Really, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually like terrible for your intestines to swallow the sunflower seed whole or the shell.
I've done like whole bags before too.
And the nursing student does not seem too excited for your future.
I'll be there to help you, Sierra, if you have any issues with
thank you, Anna. I might have a, you know, inflamed intestine or something like that.
Yeah, just give me a call. I'll help you out, okay?
Thank you, girl.
But a funny thing, going back to the weather, I know it's getting warmer, right? Mm-hmm. But the other day, I don't know what, maybe it was Sunday night into Monday, it froze overnight. But the thing is, in Cosgrove, they had switched the air conditioning on, which means... There's no heat at all. Like, our thermostats only go from, like, 60 and then lower so you can turn the AC on. It was so cold on the fifth floor. I don't know if other floors felt like this, but it was freezing. Like, I just kept waking up and going and putting more sweatshirts on, and I ended up waking up with about 5 on, and, like, I looked... I'm like, how was I comfortable sleeping? But then all of my residents on fifth floor were like, it was so cold. So you know what they did? They put the heat back on, which means they have to, like, call a company back out to Ambrose to, like, flip the switch to make heat come on. So we only have heat in the building right now, which means on these hot days like today.
Oh, man.
It's a little toasty in our rooms. But I'm like,
yeah.
It's hard to manage, though, if you can only have heat or only have air conditioning.
Well, I got a question for the board. Would you guys rather your room be hot or cold?
That's an instantaneous cold.
Yeah.
I agree.
I would not like being in my room if it was hot.
Really?
Yeah, I hate sleeping in my room when it's
though,
hot.
Guys.
I hate the cold, but I don't want to be sweating in my room. I want to be comfortable. And so I'd rather just like bundle up if I had to, if it was like it was that one, like the night I had to just bundle up and I was okay with it. And so like, now I go in my room and I'm like, this is awful. It's hot.
I like when it's hot and steamy in my room though.
See, I get it. Like when it's hot, like it's easy to just like shed layers, but at the same time, yeah, I like sleeping when it's cold.
Yeah, for me, like, I have to sleep with a blanket or something on. So, like, it's hot, and it's, like, especially in the summer. Like, my room is not very insulated in the summer back home. So, like, I'll start, like, sweating. And I'd want to take off a blanket, but I can't fall asleep like that.
Yeah, I understand.
So I'd rather put more blankets on than to just, like, I don't know, start dying underneath the covers.
No, I felt. I just like when it's hot.
All right, so what we've come to the conclusion of, Sierra swallows whole sunflower seeds, and she's the only person that likes sleeping when it's hot.
Constructed alternatively.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, who's the oddball out of this group?
I don't know.
Maybe part of the problem is the sunflower seeds, like, scratched up her insides, and she just leaks air, so she needs it to be hot.
Maybe.
I think that's what it is.
It's very smart, Luke.
Thank you.
That's honestly probably what happened, because I don't know the effects of sunflower seeds in my body.
They poked small holes.
So I chew them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still going to be sharp little shards of sunflower seed shell.
But I can eat pumpkin?
Then you're supposed to spit out the pumpkin seed shells, too.
Oh, man.
Do you eat pistachios with the shell on?
No, that I actually break.
I would have lost my mind.
No.
Genuinely, I would have.
Yesterday I was eating a mango and I didn't cut it up. I just ate it normally. Because I was too tired to cut it up at work. So I just ate it with the run and everything.
How are you alive? How have we not had to take you to the hospital yet? I almost want to stop recording this and get you to a doctor.
Don't say that. Nurse Nancy's going to listen and come at my door.
I will say eating like fruit with the skin on isn't quite as bad because it does have some nutrients.
Yeah, so it's like not lemons the worst too. Thing ever.
Like I know people who eat oranges with the with the peels on. It's weird, yes, but like I mean,
I guess you could because you could also like we cook with like the orange zest. Is I think that's what it's called, the orange zest.
Okay,
I don't really go that far. Eat the peels.
But let me tell you, I was at the calf not too long ago. I watched a kid grab a banana from like the fruit area and just bite into bite into it and swallow it all.
And in the calf?
Yes, and I audibly gasped because I was like, "What is wrong with people here?"
Only at St. Ambrose University would you see that.
That's when I knew. I was like, "I need summer to come."
Like no shame, just no shame. Of the calf. He didn't even take it back for some privacy in his room?
No, just crunch, go.
Wild.
Just crunch.
Yeah, there was some
swallow,
moment.
Swallow, digest, go.
I sent a text to my buddies back home. I was like, I need to get back to Chicago. I was like, and then I told them what I saw, and all of them were dumbfounded.
Ryan, they do that in Chicago, too.
No, not normal people.
Well, it's funny you say that, because one of the prerequisites for nursing school is
eating a banana.
No, is a microbiology class where we learn about all microorganisms and we learn about disease and processes and all these things. Really interesting class. Really loved it. And one of the labs we do is we test the bacteria that grows on food. So as college students, a lot of us chose food that came from the calf as its free source.
Oh no!
This is with all fruit and vegetables and foods in general, and not just saying it's from the calf, but that's where our source came from. And the amount of bacteria that grows on produce that isn't washed is crazy, to put it the least. Like, it's actually really fascinating. As someone that really likes science, I think that's really cool. But as someone who also eats the vegetables and fruits that we tested, it's a little disturbing. So I guess moral of the story,
Wash your
fruit and vegetables, especially if you don't know if they were washed beforehand. So, I mean, we can't trust that the grocery store, even though it says pre-washed, we can't trust that they actually washed it. So, can't trust that the calf washes it or has the time to do that. So, wash your fruits and vegetables.
Wash your veggies, y'all, and fruit.
Anna just made me never want to eat at the calf again.
But you didn't know that, Ryan.
I mean, no, I always knew that there was bacteria, but, like, I don't know.
The amount.
And that's also, like, for, like, an orange, maybe. Don't eat the peel. Mm-hmm. If you get it from the calf, you know?
Banana. Or
if you grab an apple, make sure you go wash it in the bathroom real quick.
Yeah. Or if you get a banana, don't eat the peel.
Yeah, don't eat the peel.
Don't eat it, actually, like that.
I hope I see that kid again one day.
He might be in the hospital right now.
If I see him again doing it, I'm going to run up, stop him, and tell him about this podcast and tell him we need him on.
Why are we putting him on?
It's like exactly the kind of person that I want to talk to on this kind of a show.
You're so funny. Do you think Dave would like him on?
Absolutely. Over the weekend, Sierra and I got up bright and early, went to the Iowa Broadcast News Association's award ceremony, which is like an all of Iowa statewide award for radio and TV.
We were out of our dorms at 7 a.m., and we returned back to our dorms at midnight.
Yeah, like 12:15 we got back.
Legit.
But radio won a few awards for first place, second place, and third place. TV won one. They won one first place, two second place, and a third place, something like that. But yeah, I mean, that means we've won something nationally, regionally, and statewide this year alone, which, yippee. That sounded really sarcastic for no reason.
Awesome. Pat herself on the back.
That wasn't sarcastic at all. Right after I said it, I stopped myself. I was like, man, that sounded really fake. But yeah, I mean, it was cool. We got critiqued by a news director for IPR, which is Iowa Public Radio, which was extremely fun because
she listened to our podcast a little bit.
Yeah, she listened. We showed her one of the episodes of this, and after about 15 seconds, she figured out what it was about.
She said, "So do you guys just have a conversation?"
Yeah, she's like, "So do you guys just like BS about college lifestyles?" And I was like, "Exactly."
When people ask you, like, what's the podcast about? Like, what do y'all say? Because I think I say a different answer every time because I'm just so unsure.
I just said, like, life at SAU.
Okay.
It's pretty much, I mean, that's a lot of what we talk about.
It is true. True that, yeah.
I just kind of say we shoot the blank.
Yeah. And we can't speak for everybody, you know what I mean? But we give a general gist of what's going on with the weather here, you know, for parents who are listening in. You know, I feel like what we experience at school with our workload is, you know, what most people experience as well.
Well, I think we should get to Luke, your question. We're about 21 minutes in, and I know this could take a little bit of time, so go ahead. You lead us off.
It could. So yeah, if me and Ryan were kind of talking about this before, so he kind of knows. But for Sierra and Anna, the question is about movies. So like, I'm like gonna give you a little bit of time. So it doesn't have to be a movie; it could be a show too. But since I'm a pretty big movie guy, I was thinking about this the other day because I went to go see Dune Part 2 in the theater. And I was thinking, like, that was one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. And it got me thinking along this track. If you could pick one movie, or I guess if you're not a movie person, a show. If you could pick one movie and you are the last fan of that movie on Earth, which movie are you defending to your very last breath?
Easy. World War Z.
Really?
That is the best movie in the entire world. In the entire world.
Okay, yeah.
You like zombies?
Yes. You have to say why, though. You got to say why you would defend it.
Why I would?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, yes, it's a personal favorite. But everybody who I have introduced the movie to, they've also liked it as well. So action-packed. When you think it doesn't end, you know, something else happens, and it's like, oh my gosh, the plot's different now. It's just like it takes you by surprise. It is so good. Oh my God, I could watch World War Z to the end. And I also just love to put myself in that scenario. You know what I mean? Like, imagine I was in New York City, and zombies just came up and attacked me right away. And it has one of, like, the best opening scenes, for real. Have you seen it?
No, I was just going to say I haven't seen it, but I do want to see it.
Okay.
How are you a movie person?
Are you
and you've
kidding?
Never seen the best movie ever.
I don't want to start a fight, but I don't think World War Z is the best movie ever.
Okay, I get it. It is really good, Luke.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
Do you like zombies?
I do like zombies.
You like horror films?
Not so much, actually, no.
See, that's my specialty.
I guess for me, like, I love this movie, and we watched it in high school. Like, high school was the first time I ever really watched it. But now, like, if it's ever just on TV for some random reason, I'll sit down, I'll watch it. Now, I will say, it is definitely not my favorite movie.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, but I would definitely be willing to defend it. And honestly, Luke, you might be the only one that's actually, like, heard of it or watched it, because I feel like it's not a huge name, but Radio.
I actually haven't heard of this one.
So I had to pull it up because I just wanted to, like, make sure I had everything right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's inspired by a true story, high school football team. And there was a mentally challenged person, you know, speaking, I guess, just wasn't really his thing, you know, couldn't speak too well. And it was just this African-American guy that lived in this small town. And all he would do was walk around with a grocery cart full of junk and a radio, because he just loved listening to the radio, music, stuff like that. And eventually, he's walking past his high school football practice, and a ball goes over the fence of the field. He picks it up and kind of walks away with it, thinking, like, oh, you know, I just found this. I like football, blah, blah, blah. And pretty much the football players, a good group of them, like, find him, like, make fun of him, stuff like that. And eventually, like, coach brings him in, like, almost as, like, an equipment manager slash assistant coach, stuff like that. And it's just, like, a feel-good story about, you know, transitioning from this kid who had nothing to, like, being a part of a family, especially in the movie, like, his mom dies, and the coach just, like, pretty much takes him in as, like, a son. And, yeah, I know a lot of people either like it or they hate it, and, I mean, I like it. I could watch it any day. Yeah, I mean, and it does, it definitely has, like, football in it, which I think that does help.
Why isn't it your favorite?
I think there are better movies, sports movies, just really any, like, genre. I think I could find a better movie. But, yeah, I don't know. Radio I'm willing to defend for a long, long time.
How about you, Anna?
I would defend the book and the movie of Where the Crawdads Sing. I don't know if y'all have read it or watched the movie, but I just think it's beautifully written, and I think the movie does a really good job of portraying the book. I know there's kind of mixed reviews on the movie, but I think that's just because the book is so good, and sometimes it's hard to, like, really show a book because what's in our mind as a reader is so different than what is portrayed than in the movie theater. So I know there's some mixed reviews on it, but I think that is a great book, a great movie. And it's always like if someone asks, like, oh, I haven't read a book in a while, what should I read? I always say that one. I think it's just a good, easygoing book. I mean, there's a lot to the plot, and there's a lot to figure out, and you're kind of left more so on a cliffhanger. I mean, each reader and movie watcher could defend their idea of how the ending goes, but I would defend it for sure. If I was the last fan of it, I would still speak highly of Where the Crawdads Sing. So, yeah.
All right, Luke, that leaves you.
I'm not going to lie, I had a hard time picking just one because there are so many that I would love to just, I don't know, talk about or defend. But the two that came up in my head to, like, fight for first place were Mission Impossible Fallout and Back to the Future.
Oh, I do. I love Back to the Future.
And, yeah, that Back to the Future, it came out on top for me. It's like, the perfect blend of nostalgia and also, like, you know, heartfelt, but it's also, like, one of those generational movies, in my opinion, one of those classics. And I think it is a perfect movie. Like, I genuinely, when I think about it, I can't think of a flaw. And it has so many amazing moments. From the you know, the lightning strike at the clock, Doc Brown, all of his iconic quotes, the DeLorean, like, one of the most iconic cars.
Anytime you see a DeLorean, like,
exactly,
your mind goes directly to the movie.
Exactly.
And the best is, like, when you're at a parade and, like, somebody has the DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Every time. Yeah, it's just like, oh, Back to the Future.
Yeah. Great plot. Great action. Love Marty McFly, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Love Doc Brown. Well, it's just one of my favorite movies ever, and I would never let anyone say anything bad about it. I would defend it till the end.
Again, I know we kind of said it at the end of the broadcast on Monday, but we are most likely done with sports broadcasts for the 23-24 school year. So,
because the baseball and softball playoffs, we wouldn't be home for?
No, they're all held out of town, like the whole tournament.
Oh, the whole tournament.
Yeah. Baseball is always in Joliet at St. Francis. And then I want to say the softball tournament is always in, like, Crown Point, Indiana. Not sure why there, because I don't think any of the schools we play are from Crown Point. But nevertheless, just again, thank you for listening. Between myself, Luke, David Meyer, AJ Tappa, Anna, Jorge, anybody else that was on a sports broadcast. And yeah, I think that's going to do it for Season 2, Episode 13 of From the Hive. Again, I'm Ryan Tristel, joined by Anna Vary, Sierra Mari, and Luke Vera. A very special thank you to General Manager Dave Baker for continuing to let us do this show. Everybody have a great rest of your day.